What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Full Press Blackhawks. It's deja vu all over again. That's why I titled this one Deja Vu. I mean, for the Blackhawks. I mean, it was literally like the last game. We're going to recap getting shut out again less than a week to the Colorado Avalanche. We're going to go through that one, break that game down, and we're going to preview their game tonight, too, against the Arizona Coyotes. I mean, this is just tough. I mean, this is another tough loss. Like, you know, the good thing about this is they get the bounce back and go again. But this is just a tough loss. Let's break it down like we always do. 5-0 loss, okay? Nate McKinnon, the guy who scored the last goal in the last game, scored the first goal this time in the first period to put the Colorado up 1-0. Then after that, they scored again to put them up 2-0 in the first period. Now, two more goals scored in that game, and two of those goals in that game were assisted by Nathan McKinnon again. And guess what? Former Blackhawks, Caleb Jones, helped out on the fourth goal, so it was already 4-0. So that was a time when you could have said, okay, it's time to turn off these TVs. It's a wrap for this game. And after that, the third period, just to make matters worse, giving up a power play goal by Nathan McKinnon again that put them up 5-0. They lose this game, get shut out again. It was very disappointing overall. Let's check out the stats. 37 shots on goal apiece from each team. So I would say this, they were a little bit better overall attacking the net, because last time they didn't. And you could say Colorado really played a little bit better in this one. Now, last time we won the faceoff percentage against the Colorado Avalanche. This time we lost. We had 47.8% in the faceoff percentage, while Colorado had 52.2%. We had 4 chances on power play, didn't score any of those. They had 2 chances on power play, scored on one. That was in the third period, of course, put them at 50%. 8 penalty minutes for Colorado, 4 penalty minutes for the Blackhawks, 20 hits for the Blackhawks, 18 for the Colorado Avalanche, 16 blocks for the Colorado Avalanche, 11 blocks for the Chicago Blackhawks, 0.865 save percent overall in between the nets for the Chicago Blackhawks, and, of course, 100% overall for the Colorado Avalanche. Look, it was nasty overall. -2. Tyler Johnson, -2. Nick Foligno, -3. Connor Bedard, -1. Jason Dickerson, -1. Colin Blackwell, -1. Joey Anderson, -1. Philip Kurashev. I mean, it just continues. -2. Kevin Korshinski, -1. Seth Jones. I mean, it was just nasty overall. And it showed in this game. I mean, I just don't know what to think of this team. You would think they came out with a little bit of more courage in this game, a little bit more. But the fact that, you know, you had back-to-back 5-0 losses to the Avs, and then Nate McKinnon with 4 points overall, and they had just – they're not really known for their goaltending right now, and they had 37 saves overall in the shutout, and – It just shows that we had so many chances. We had a lot of shots on goals. They really amped it up, and nothing generated from there. Show what this, you know, Blackhawks team is doing. We're just struggling overall. We can't score any points. And now that road losing streak extends to 22 games, which is the worst part of this thing overall for this Chicago Blackhawks team. It was a nasty game right now overall, and we're going to break it down a little bit more over some key takeaways that I saw from this game that is almost eerie similar to last game, if you want to be honest with you. Now, we already know that they got back-to-back shutout losses, but this is now the third time that the Colorado Avalanche shut out the Chicago Blackhawks, and now it shows that we have such a long way to go overall as a team. I mean, we're one of the worst teams in Colorado right now. Is a Stanley Cup winning type team. Now we are 0-21-1 in their last 22 road games, and during this time they have a -55 goal differential in that span. So that just shows you right now the score was obviously lopsided between these two, but the fact that they had 37 shots on goal, which kind of is their new season high, and they didn't get any goals. That should tell you something. That's to me, the more alarming part. Yes, the road extended victory was long, but they're going against Colorado. And I think we expect a little bit more fight. And they did do it in the shots. They was attacking the net a lot more. They just couldn't get anything generated. I remember you had Kevin Korchinski with a beautiful pass to Connor Bedard on a breakaway. And Colorado just broke it up. So, you know, it was a failed missed opportunity. You had four power plays. Another missed opportunity. It's just you couldn't capitalize on that. They had two, and then they scored on one. But during that time, once you hit in the third period, I mean, it was kind of like the game was over. You know, once this team gives up four goals, the game is pretty much done unless they're close on it. So that just tells you how it pretty much was over for them. I mean, the first period, you still had a little hope because it was like 2-0. But then once they scored that third goal, I was like, okay, it's about to look nasty right away in that second period. So that was the thing. I mean, I felt more of a fight. They were attacking. They were doing everything that they can. They was getting power play opportunities. Everything was kind of going in their favor, but they just couldn't capitalize on it. And that was the thing that hurt this team overall. Nathan MacKinnon, man, is just amazing. I mean, scored two goals. And he had two assists. Like, now he extended his home point streak to 30 games. Now he has 65 points, 25 goals, 40 assists in that stretch. That is now the NHL record for a home point streak, which was held by the great Wayne Gretzky at 40 during that time when he was with the Los Angeles Kings in 1988 and the 89 season. I mean, it was just upset. You could tell Connor Bedard is the type that wears his heart on the sleeve. I told you about the breakaway. He didn't get no opportunities. He couldn't score on that one, and it showed. I mean, tough. The Blackhawks played solid. Like, they only committed one penalty, you know, in the first 54 minutes. And they still had a chance to score. It was just tough overall. I guess the only thing that, you know, looking at this one was the fact that, you know, the deadline is coming up soon. And this is a team you got – the Avalanche, that could be in that Stanley Cup title contention. You know, did they want any players from the Blackhawks? I mean, I don't know who they would want. This team's one of the worst teams overall. So that's something. I mean, I was very intrigued to see, you know, Josh Mason and Connor Bedard go at it. But you heard Connor Bedard kind of talk pregame that, you know, do he want any revenge? And he said no. He kind of, you know, downplayed it, really. You know, he gave him that hard hit. And you got to think, too, since, you know, Connor Bedard's been back from his injury, you know, after he scored that goal, they've been kind of rough on him. Teams been kind of, like, knocking him down and getting physical with him. So it's kind of interesting to see, and, like, kind of make you think the Blackhawks needs a little bit more goons overall. But he didn't play in this game, in this one, because he had an injury. But like you said, he was asked about it, and this was his quote: "I guess you take a little whack and everyone thinks – they were going after you. I think there's probably 100 examples like you go two, four things getting kind of blown out of proportion. It's nothing crazy. I don't know. People just love to talk about it for some reason." So, I mean, this is just a tough game overall. And now they got to bounce back against Arizona, which is going to be tough in itself. Now, their next game is against the Arizona Coyotes later on tonight. A little bit of a lesser opponent, but they still got to worry about some things as they continue their West Coast swing in this one. Now, they already played this team. They did lose this one. We're currently on a 7-game losing streak, while right now the Arizona Coyotes are on a 2-game winning streak. When they were really pretty much slumping overall in their last 10 games, they were 2-7-1. But these bounce back of these two wins that they had is really helping this team out overall. 25-31-5 right now, coming in to playing this Blackhawks team where we're dead last in scoring, while they're right now 24th, averaging 3 goals. They're also 23rd in goals allowed, allowing an averaging 3.1, while we're 30th in that category. And one thing you got to take note of, power play percentage, they're actually more in the top tier, just outside that top 10, and number 12 overall, the 22.6% in power play percentage. Saves, they're more in the middle of the pack, 16%, 0.896. And faceoff percentage, they're dead last, while we're second to last. This is a game that they might have a chance because the one player that they really got to focus on is the likes of Caden Keller. And right now he's currently like a game time decision, kind of doubtful right now with the upper body injury. This is their guy's their leading goal scorer. If they can stop him, that kind of helps their chances. But see, they got to show that they can generate goals. If they can't generate any type of goals I mean, either Connor Bedard, Jason Dickerson, Colin Blackwell, Joey Anderson, Philip Kurashev, Nick Foligno. Some of these guys have to score goals. If you don't, this is going to be one that's going to be pretty miserable. But this is the game that I kind of circled where I was like, maybe they can win this game. If they can't win this game on this West Coast trip, it's going to be tough going down the stretch. But we're going to recap that game and more in our next episode of Full Press Blackhawks. Let's go, Blackhawks. You can do this. I'm Brandon Fryer. I'll talk to you guys next time. Peace.